We're begging for education. Meet the teacher who panhandled to buy her class school supplies. Authored for Time by Katie Riley. An Oklahoma teacher stood at a highway intersection panhandling for school supplies last week. She was surprised when she made $52 in 10 minutes and overwhelmed by the support she received online in the days that followed. But the interaction that affected her most was a young woman who approached her, donating her waitressing tips and said, quote, "I'm alive today because of a teacher like you." Teresa Danks, a third-grade teacher at Grimes Elementary School in Tulsa, Oklahoma, said, "That just choked me up." She set out to raise money for her classroom and send a message about education funding challenges that she thinks too few people understand. Oklahoma has recently led the nation in cuts to general education funding per student, according to a report by the nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Oklahoma also ranked 49th out of 50 states and the District of Columbia for average teacher salary, which was $45,276 in the state in 2016, according to a report by the National Education Association. Danks, who is 50, said she typically spends $2,000 to $3,000 of her $35,000 salary on classroom supplies every year. Recent budget cuts have worsened the financial burden on teachers who are often tasked with purchasing their own classroom supplies. Oklahoma's budget crisis has led to larger class sizes, textbook shortages, and, in some districts, a four-day school week, according to the Washington Post, who published an article about this issue in May. Danks told Time magazine, quote, "It's just getting to the point where we don't have anything else to cut." She stood outside last Wednesday with a sign that read, "Teacher needs school supplies, anything helps." She was hoping to draw attention to her need for supplies for art and science projects. Beads, pipe cleaners, pom-poms, googly eyes, and paper towels, and then continue raising money online. She said, quote, "I mean, they sound silly, but these kinds of things are what you need. Paper towel rolls, toilet paper rolls, they make good little rocket ships when we do our solar system study." And then she continued, "Most of the kids will never leave the city they live in or the rural community they live in, so teachers are trying to bring the world to them." Deborah Gist, superintendent of Tulsa Public Schools, said state budget cuts have really been difficult for the school system. Quote, "We certainly know, and I know personally from having been a teacher for many years, that it is unfortunately commonplace in our country for teachers to invest many hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars into their classroom." She added that she took a second job at a pet store and later as a restaurant hostess to make money for her classroom when she was a teacher in Texas. Just continued, quote, "We try to do what we can to make up for the lack of investment on the part of our state in our schools, and I'll continue to advocate for that," end quote. After Danks' brief panhandling stint, she posted photos of her effort on Facebook and created a GoFundMe page, which had raised $35,000 as of Monday afternoon, surpassing her $2,000 goal for her own classroom. Danks plans to continue raising money to give to other teachers in partnership with DonorsChoose.org, an organization that has raised more than $500 million to fund classroom projects for public school teachers across the country. She said, quote, "I am definitely going to be pushing forward this movement. I would love to see teachers across America standing out there with their signs saying that we're just begging for education." This article was authored for Time by Katie Riley.